There's pushback on the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed extension of time for states to develop plans to reduce fine particulate pollution. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, clean air advocates are opposed to potential delay in improving air quality in communities suffering with air pollution, like Fairbanks.
A January ruling in a suit filed by the Natural Resources Defense Council requires the EPA enforce smoke regulations under a more stringent part of the Clean Air Act. Last month, the agency proposed giving states more time until December 31, 2014, to get attainment plans in, a move environmental law firm Earth Justice attorney Colin O'Brien says runs counter to the ruling.
They've looked at a court decision which said, EPA, you're doing this wrong. The deadline is supposed to be earlier, not later, and EPA has responded by giving an extension of time.
The state of Alaska failed to meet the original 2012 deadline and is working to get a plan for cleaning up Fairbanks air in by next summer. The EPA refused to comment on the proposed extension, but a fact sheet describes it as needed to clarify implementation plan requirements and provide time for states to respond. Earth Justice's O'Brien notes that plans won't be going into place until just prior to EPA pollution reduction thresholds, which take effect in 2015.
It's hard to imagine that the attainment deadline will actually be met.
O'Brien adds there's a lot at risk.
The health and welfare in those communities like Fairbanks, where the air pollution levels are dangerous.
O'Brien cites research-proven links between inhaling fine particulates from wood and coal burning and other combustion, with health impacts ranging from breathing trouble to heart attacks. The EPA is taking comment on the proposed plan deadline extension. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.